First, tape is rolling for possible playback on the radio, and this is Mayor Marlin. Well, you released the financial forecast, and it looks like it could be a stormy forecast in the next coming years.
Well, I prefer to think of it as a positive approach to a really difficult situation. We are looking at, as we noted in the forecast, structural deficit, in that our revenues are not growing at the same pace as expenditures. We need to make adjustments there. We need to rebuild our reserves. We also need to restore funding to our police and fire pensions. We cut back on that the last few years, and we can't continue to go down that road. So our plan is going to have some short-term pain, but in the long run, this is what I believe we need to do to get ourselves on a sound financial footing.
It sounds like then what you're saying is the city's pension obligations are a stressor on the city's financial picture, and you don't want to go the same route as the state of Illinois has gone when they're in this current pension crisis.
Yeah, you don't have to look very far to see what happens when you don't adequately fund pensions. You've got the state of Illinois as an example. The city of Danville is facing some serious challenges there. The city of Urbana had always fully funded pensions until a few years ago. A decision was made to reduce that funding, due to budget concerns, and we can't keep going down that road, as I said. The other big stressor right now is the fact that sales tax revenue has really remained flat the last couple of 3 years, and that's true all over. So sales tax is about 28% of the revenue for our general fund, and it used to be you could count on that growing 1 or 2 percentage points a year, and we just can't anymore, and for various reasons. So we have to face, it's a new reality when you take the sales tax implications, the also the fact that the state of Illinois is the uncertainty there, and they have reduced, their revenue that's typically shared with the cities. So we have to adjust to what's basically a new reality.
Where are these cuts going to come from?
That's yet to be determined. We're looking at about a $500,000 budget reduction for fiscal year 19. We, as you know, we implemented a voluntary separation incentive program this past year, and we may be looking at a second phase of that. We are currently, city department heads have been prioritizing. We've been doing a service inventory, and then we'll be looking at those services in terms of our city goals and priorities. We're be looking for input from city council and staff, and we'll be identifying and making recommendations, but don't have anything specific at this point.
Okay, the voluntary separation incentive, that's an early retirement incentive.
Well, it's different from technically different from early retirement, but yeah, we have two position two people essentially saving the equivalent of two salaries as a result of our first efforts. So that's a start.
Okay. Any way of getting increasing revenue? I know that's the T word, the tax word, but is there any way that the city can creatively find new revenue streams?
Well, that's one of the things we'll be evaluating. I don't anticipate any for the. I don't think we're looking at any for the coming year. We did have a small increase in our food and beverage, our local food and beverage tax in fiscal year 18, but we've reached the limit on a lot of those revenue options, and so we really have to start looking at expenditures as well.
I guess one way would be to increase the property tax base and try and get some big businesses to come to Urbana.
You're absolutely right, and I'm glad you mentioned that. We've been working, since I was sworn in, I've been working very hard along with staff to reach out to the business community, to investors, developers, realtors. We have made a strong effort to rebuild relationships and encourage folks to take a look at Urbana. So one of the ways that you make up for these gaps between revenue expenditure is to support sustainable growth in the community, and that absolutely would be is a strategy that we're pursuing. So it's not just a matter of making cuts or raising taxes, but the growth and development is another huge component of this, and we're working very, very hard in that area as well.
Okay, that's the material I'm looking for as far as the finance side of things go. And there has been a controversy in the Cunningham Township that is overseen in some aspects by the Champaign or by the Urbana City Council. As far as the new township assessor making changes in his staff, and some people say they're troubled about that. What will the city council be doing on Monday night, and what is your initial thoughts on what's gone down?
Well, I mean, first and foremost is always continuity and high quality service to the property owners and taxpayers in Cunningham Township. And you know, the assessor's office is a very important office in that regard. So on Monday night, the town board, which is basically the Urbana City Council, serves as the township board. The town board will be meeting in closed session with the new assessor as well as the township supervisor, basically to get a better understanding of the reasoning behind the actions. And it will be a closed session to specifically discuss personnel. And then we'll see what comes out of that. But that's what will happen on Monday night.
Do you expect anything to come out of it?
I would hope so, yes.
What do you
But I
hope
really
comes out
can't
of
say.
it? Okay.
I would like to restore public, you know, to one of the we need to make sure that the public that we maintain public confidence and trust in these offices and with any public office. So we need to do whatever is necessary to restore that confidence and trust. And I'm going to leave it at that at this point.
All right, I was going to say, sounds like you're a little bit troubled how things have gone, but
I am. I'm very concerned, and I've received many phone calls and comments from members of the public who are very concerned about how this went down and the processes that were followed. So we're going to be, and that's what we're going to be focusing on Monday night.
okay, that's the material I'm looking for. Is there anything else you would like to add?
That's probably it.
Mayor, thank you very much for your time, and you have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.